Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. After the killing of Charlie Kirk, a ministry partner helps us understand how believers can lean into hard conversations. Then a story from World Missionary Press about one biblical resource changed a Nigerian man's life. We'll tell you what happened in just a few moments. Our first story is sobering. Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old founder of Turning Point USA, was shot and killed Wednesday while speaking at Utah Valley University. Greg Yoder, executive director of Keys for Kids Ministry, says, while Charlie was a political figure, he was always talking about his faith in Christ and the biblical values that informed his debates.
He had the uncanny ability, kind of like the Apostle Paul, of taking Scripture and proving Scripture to be absolutely true, but then infusing it into everyday culture and helping young people understand it. And he was, and I think this is why he was targeted, he was actually convincing many of these young people that the ways of Jesus are the right ways of life.
At this cultural moment, Yoder encourages young believers to lean into hard conversations.
How am I going to use my voice for truth for Christ? That's what I would be asking as a young person. The question is it worth it? Is it worth someone's eternity to be bold like Charlie Kirk was by not just sharing the political side of things, but sharing your faith boldly and lovingly in this marketplace of ideas? And being reminded of the fact that God is still on the throne.
Elsewhere, international backlash continues after an Israeli strike killed 5 Hamas leaders and 1 security guard in Qatar on Tuesday. The airstrike came one day after terrorists killed 6 people and wounded more than 20 in Jerusalem. Hamas claimed responsibility for that attack. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries tells us,
this has shown the world that Israel's not messing around. They want to get Hamas out of Gaza. But then on the other hand, you look at Israeli hostages that are still trapped. What's going to happen to them? Will there be a retaliation?
Palestinian Christians have strong opinions about Israel's response to Hamas.
As it happened, we were getting texts from former Muslims in Gaza that were thrilled that, as they said, that people who have made our lives miserable in Gaza, Hamas, are slowly going. So many of the leaders are gone now.
Doyle says that behind the headlines, believers in both Gaza and Israel are seeing people turn to Christ. He says lasting peace won't come from any government.
Only Jesus can bring peace in their hearts to where people won't hate each other and the war won't just keep going on and on and on.
At our website, you'll find prayer points plus stories of people who are finding Christ in the midst of this conflict. And finally, on a lighter note, when's the last time God's word changed your life? Charles, a man from southern Nigeria, was never the same after reading a World Missionary Press scripture booklet. WMP's Helen Williams says,
he had that one booklet, and that is what he held on to, is our booklet, Help From Above. It's always just God speaking to one heart through the booklet.
Charles recently met Williams and dozens of her co-workers during a tour of the Indiana-based WMP plant.
He sat here in my office and just said over and over, I'm here to thank you. I have wanted all these years to come and thank you. Everybody in our village got your booklet, and it changed my life.
Even though southern Nigeria is overwhelmingly Christian, biblical resources are far and few between.
One booklet can reach a whole village. One person will get a booklet, and they'll go back to their village, and they'll pass it around, or they'll get 2 or 3, and they'll share them.
World Missionary Press produces 10 million scripture booklets each month, sending materials to partners in over 200 countries. You can help them put life-changing resources in the hands of people like Charles. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We provide it free of charge, and so the individual who gets it to have the booklet in their hand to read over and over, and for the Spirit then to do the work. And that's why there's such a demand.
You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.